Yeah, the applause does come there at the end. That's Tommy Smith. You're getting a lot of him today. And there's one more track to come, as a matter of fact, in the last hour or so. But it's a very fine, there's really great jazz being played on that, and it happens to be seasonal music. And in the meantime, we've snuck into the third hour of our program today, and I don't want to get a lump of coal in my stocking, so I better let you know what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria. Yes, I hope you will do that because there is still great stuff, even on this show. And this show is Voyage. My name is Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. And this is the once-a-year show, if you will, whenever the show before Christmas, anyhow, is usually pretty much filled with sometimes familiar. A lot of this stuff I have played before on in previous years. Not all, of course, but some that I think is worth another listen. Case in point, coming up now, a number of years ago, there was an album released that was actually a fundraiser for children's toys for kids who didn't have any foundation that the proceeds were going to. The group is called Guitar Madness. The album is called Welcome Everything, and the guitars are Neil Algar, John McLean, John Mulder, Ernie Benoff, Dave Onderdonk, Larry Cohert on bass, and Tom Radke on drums. A whole mess of guitars and bass and drums. And some vocals on some of them, including on this one with Gracia Aguchik. And the song that is being sung here and the guitars that are playing around it is Joni Mitchell's River.
Don't snow here, it stays pretty green. gonna make a lot of money. Then I'm gonna quit this crazy sea. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long. I would teach my feet to fly. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
a whole mess of guitarists there, and Gracia Aguchik singing River That Segues Into Go Tell It on the Mountain. A neat track there, four or five or six guitars, and the album is Guitar Madness is the group, and the album is called Welcome Everyone. Well, moving along, I didn't talk to Ernesto about this, but drummer Ernesto Cervini and his group Turboprop released two or three little bits, not all at the same time, but singles sort of tracks they put together, probably at the end of a recording session of Christmas Stuff, and which they released with pictures of them all wearing silly hats and stuff like that. But this one was sort of, I guess, predictable. Here's drummer Ernesto Cervini's Turboprop with, Little Drummer Boy. Little Drummer Boy, of course, and that's brought us to 12:20, just about. So there's still 40 minutes left in the show. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. And we had a solo piano jazz thing a while ago with Boogie Wesseltoft, and going to go to another solo jazz piano album now from a number of years ago. This one by Dave Brubeck. Brubeck was, it has a different touch than Wesseltoft for sure. Prolific composer, and he had a Christmas cantata, or whatever you call it. And I'm going to play a track from it, actually, called Run, Run, Run to Bethlehem. And then he does a farewell, what's called Farewell Jingle Bells. I'm going to play that track as well. Brubeck has been a favorite, was an early favorite of mine, and has stuck around in my mind and in my playing for decades now. This is not one of his better known albums, probably, but it has some typical Christmas-type music, plus this this track from his Christmas cantata, and then Farewell Jingle Bells is the sort of improvisation after that. Two tracks, solo piano, Dave Brubeck. Well, the bells might have been jingling, but they were jingling very gently there, were they not? That was Dave Brubeck from his solo album, Dave Brubeck Christmas. And Dave Brubeck always had some very neat ideas, and his compositions, he's been known largely after his death, I think, his performances, his compositions for choir and cantatas and whatnot have been largely covered and used by many other jazz folks. One of the greats, Dave Brubeck. Well, this version of Silent Night is probably going to have people either smiling or running in terror. I'm not quite sure how to describe it. I have played it before, not for a couple of years, I don't think, but I have played it before. The World Saxophone Quartet has interpreted Silent Night thusly. Thank you. You know, if you analyze that, what they're doing is really quite remarkable. That's a great version. The World Saxophone Quartet, having a lot of fun dissecting Silent Night there. And it's really, it's fascinating to listen to because the parts are playing sort of prescribed lines, but they don't always fit neatly with the ones that their partner is playing. It's very, very clever music. The World Saxophone Quartet there. Well, I'm moving back now to the last of the tracks I'm going to play from an album I've never played before on this show by Scottish saxophonist Tommy Smith from his Christmas concert album from a number of years ago that, as I've mentioned several times, I just recently discovered for myself. But some of his extended tracks, which I have not played before, you're hearing it the first time on this show. This is We Three Kings from the Christmas concert with the Tommy Smith Quartet.
Thank you.
the Tommy Smith Quartet from a Christmas concert, presumably in Scotland, 20 or so years ago or more. Very fine album. The playing is just solid. They are very good indeed. And the audience, patient and respectful all the way through the album, can cut loose that on that last track there a little bit more. And a really neat album. And I probably, if I'm around next December, so will it be. And it's getting on to the end of our show now. I can't believe the time has gone very quickly. You're listening to CKUW. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. I'm going to take us out with a trio album from a drummer, Matt Wilson, composer and drummer, band leader. He has what he calls his Christmas trio, T-R-E-E-O. And his Christmas trio celebrates the 15th anniversary of its being in existence, I guess, with a new album called Tree Jazz, The Shape of Christmas to Come, which is very, well, never mind. Anyhow, it features multi-reed person Jeff Lederer and bassist Paul Sikivi. And I'm going to take us out with a couple of tracks. The titles of which I don't need to even give you. You'll recognize them, and it'll take us to the end of our show. I understand very fully, and that this is a very difficult time of year for many people. Everything seems to be heightened. The good times and the pleasure and the things that you're supposed to feel are all heightened. But if there's any memories that involve pain, grief, sadness, loss, those feelings are heightened as well. And consequently, it's a time for many, many people that is not joyful at all. And the music is doesn't really often help. And sometimes if you are alone, and it just makes it even worse. My hope for all of you out there is that if, in fact, you are one of the people for whom this is a difficult time, that somehow you can find some solace, that somewhere there will be some peace for you, and hopefully a human connection that can help that happen. For those of us who are fortunate enough not to have those immediate feelings, may we not take for granted the good times and the hugs and the family and what we have. In a world that's gone mad, take advantage of everything that you possibly can do to express your love and affection for the people around you. That, to me, is the message that needs to be scraped away through all the commercialism and the ads and the expectations to give you some peace. My name is Keith Black, and I will be back next week to say so long to the year. Not a moment too soon, I hear many people say. But for now, I wish you, whatever it means, the best of the season to you. I hope whatever this season means, that you can have some fulfillment and a good time. Thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for putting up with all my Christmas idiosyncrasies on this show before the 25th. I'll take us out now with Matt Wilson's trio, with some things that you will recognize probably with his interpretation. Thanks for tuning in today. Take care of yourselves for the next week. I'll be back on the 31st.